Okay, we're back to Siman Kuf Yud Ches. As a matter of fact, we're up to the quicker Sifim at the end of the Siman. we're up to Sif Ches. I would like to, though, return first to a question that was asked at the end of the last share, which was actually 2 weeks ago, about meat on the airplanes. Meaning somebody who's traveling, let's say, to Eretz Yisrael, and packs meat into a suitcase, and it goes into the cargo hold of the airline, which l'chayra should need two simanim. It's a regular case of a pekadon being given to a guy, where l'chayra should need two simanim, even though it seems to be a chuch of a tlula to be chayshish that he's going to switch it when he's got 60 zillion pieces of luggage, and at least half of them make it onto the plane. And the whole thing sounds like it's such a far-fetched thing, but it sounds like the Takanas Chazal, you should need two simanim. So I did, what? Does it make a difference if the guy doesn't know that there's meat there? As a matter of fact, it's not usual for there to be meat there. So that is the question. I did find, thanks to the Darkei Tshuva, that there's a Beis Meir. I have here actually a copy of the Beis Meir, the original. Nishalti, Echad Shalach Basar, B'loi Simen, Al Yidei Nachri, Be'inyin Shehanachri Lo Yada. Okay, now the Beis Meir lived before airplanes. He was 1800. So he says he has a case where a Yid sent meat through a guy, and the guy didn't know. It was a wagon that was shipping, obviously not food, it was shipping a wool to the next town, or clothing to the next town, and he stuck in a package under the pile. So the shaila is, what's the din of that meat? So he writes, Hayanira lahatir mitam svek sveka. He says l'chayra should be mutter because of a svek sveka. Safik naga bahabasa v'yada mimenu. One safik, if the guy knew about it or didn't, safik lo yada, maybe he didn't know. V'intitzalay meyada shemalay hichlif. And if he knew, maybe he didn't switch it. Now think about the svek sveka. Does it make sense? A safik if he knew or he didn't know. Even if he knew, maybe he switched it for treif, maybe he didn't. There's a problem with the svek sveka. What? No, not really. It comes down to the same, but what is, like you have a suffik all, suffik loyal, you're not sure if a lion went into the bond, didn't, and even if it's all, shema suffik dar, suffik loyal. The svek sveka itself, and let me read what he says before I tell you what the kasha had in. So he says that it's a svek sveka, to be matir, v'im ishum basa shenisal min ha'ayin, Hakaybalon Dishari, I've told you 10 times already, that we pass Kimbashal Nisalam in Ayin is mutter. He brings a shach, I don't know what the shach is, a Kloli Svek Svek is somewhere. The shach says not to paskin Svek Svek is unless you have another tzad lahakal. Because Svek Svek is, they always pit pukim. He says he does have another tzad lahakal because there's a tfias ayin. Someone packs meat into a suitcase, there's a tfias ayin. So he wants to put together the svek sveka and this tfiya sayin and umakavakin behefsid meruba efshalahakol v'tzarachin. That's how he ends up. Sounds like a good hat, no? Tfiya sayin plus the svek sveka. He says behefsid meruba efshalahakol v'tzarachin. So certainly lechatchila, it sounds like you should pack it with two simanim. In such a case, and even then he writes with tzarachin. I'll tell you the problem with, appears to be with his svek sveka. What's his svek sveka? Maybe the guy realized there's meat, maybe he didn't. Even if he realized there's meat, maybe he switched it, maybe he didn't. The second suffix isn't a good suffix. The second suffix, maybe the guy switched it or not. That if the guy, it's a vadei, it's a derabbanim. It's a vadei derabbanim. You can't say, I said something with a guy, maybe he switched it, maybe he didn't. It'll be a safi derabbanim lakula. I said something against a shayla of a derabbanim. I sent cheese. Somebody said, Rabbanan. You can't say that. Chazal Aser. It's a Varda Yisr. So to call it a Svek Sveika sounds like a problem. Maybe the guy noticed, maybe he didn't. Even if he did notice, maybe he didn't switch it. L'chayr, he should have said, it's a Safik to Rabbanan. Chazal Asid Shemi Yachlef. It's a Safik if the guy noticed, so it's a Safik. That I can hear is a Safik to Rabbanan. If you didn't know, so there might be a heter. Is there a heter? He doesn't know. So, but the language of Svek Sveka seems to be problematic. What? On the Dairaisa, he seems to be dealing with the Svek Sveka. That's true. The guy would have thrown it out. It's contraband. You didn't pay for the shipping. I don't know if that's the case. That if the guy found it, he would have thrown it or actually stolen it already. Then you're right. I don't know.
That wouldn't help. That doesn't help for the plane.
I don't know what the case was. Yeah, but that won't help for the plane when they don't throw it out. What? The case may be he rented the wagon. The guy's not going to throw it out. I don't know what the case was. But
maybe the chicken from Costco, I spoke to Rabbi, I think he was still doing it, and he went to speak him. He holds it, it's wrapped in a heat seal wrapper with Empire printer. They hold it to Simon Mubik.
So what he's saying, I have to check if it's so, that because I was Meyer last time that buying the chicken at Costco, it only has one simon. It seems to be a problem. The cut-up pieces. The whole ones have a plumb, but plus a label.
Are two bags. With Empire's name on it.
So the whole ones have two simonim. The cut-up ones only have one simon, so I'm not sure what the answer is.
Simon Buvik. They're holding it to Simon Buvik.
Simon Buvik, you could unpeel the cellophane and rewrap it, can't you?
They hold it such as to make that kind of plastic cellophane, which says Empire printed, is such a thing.
But why can't they just unwrap it and rewrap it?
No, it's all heat sealed.
Heat sealed can be peeled off and rewrapped. It's a good simon, but call it simon moving.
Why would they go through that?
I want
to
say, what?
Why should they go through that trouble?
The question is if it's mutar or asr, not if they switch it. I don't think they switch it.
No.
It's possible. I mean, they make a lot of money. If they could take Purdue chickens, and if they could switch it, it would be very profitable. No, why would they take it and not put it back? All the luggage is accounted for. They steal stuff from luggage regularly on the airlines? I guess they don't steal Gemaras. What do I pack already? And then underwear? But, okay. Okay, at any rate... you wouldn't call that a Svek Sveika. You would say it, Rabbanu Maron Geyser. The language of the Beis Meir that it's a Svek Sveika is somehow a little lacking, unless you say, like someone said, he's only dealing with the Daraisa. The Shaila of the Daraisa, you have a Svek Sveika. The Shaila of the Darabana, maybe like you say, maybe they were in Geyser. Just the language is somehow missing in the way out of it. Okay, let's get to Sivches. DC, if I'm going to go more quickly, we already learned the basic rule. That you need simanim, when you need simanim, and what type of simanim. We had the two exceptions. The Ramah said that some say it's only by a goy choshur, only by a Jew choshur and not by a goy, which in the case of the airlines is at least a tziruf, unless it's alal, but the other airlines, where it's a goy, it's a tziruf. And the mechaber's tziruf would to be mechalek between Shaleach Alidei Goy or Mafkid, something you're going to get back, which again, by the airlines, it's a tziruf, that it's you're not Shaleach Alidei Goy. Like the Mechaber held, the issue is when you send it, the receiver doesn't recognize the simon. But if you yourself get it back, then one simon would be enough, which would be a tziruf, a strong tziruf, in the case of meat being sent in the airlines. A sifches. HaShaleach someone who sends meat through the hands of an Am Haaretz. We're talking about Sif Ches. Kuf Yud Ches Ches. Okay, I read it wrong. I'm sorry. Kufyot ches ches. Halakeach basar. V'sholchai b'yad echad v'yameyar ratzais. And he sent it in the hands of an Amoritz. We're talking about a from Yiddish, a Shabbos Jew. Now, but he's an Amoritz. Neman olav. Afa pisha ene mosin pekashrus. I wouldn't need this house. I don't trust him for his kashrus. V'ein chayshish in shema yachlif. We're not chayshish that he'll switch. V'afilu abde Yisrael v'amaseyim neman ebedavar zeh. And even in Eved, the Shah says it means it was Taival Hashem Geirus. Is Nema Bedavazeh? Why? So the Mechaber here is saying is something he spells out more clearly in Kuf Yutes of Gimel. There's someone who's Choshen on Treifis is not necessarily Choshen that he'll be Machlif, that he's going to switch things on you. He might be Choshen that he's not careful in his own personal kashrus, but if he's a firm Yid, he doesn't lose his Chazaka for. From Yid, comes for this type of Isser, he's that careful. He buys, he holds that he can buy any meat, or he holds he can buy any cheese, he holds he can buy anything. So it says here in Shulchan Aruch that he's not a chashid. So it's a good thing to know that if someone himself is not Zahir, you don't have to be chashid him. Let's say you go into a store, a restaurant, from Yidden, but he's not Makban of Chol of Yisrael. Could you trust him that the milk in the container is Chol of Yisrael? So what's saying now is that if he's Choshed, that he himself is not Makbid, I don't think he used the word Choshed on something that there are those who are Mat here, but that doesn't mean he's Choshed to be Machshel you. They're two separate Chashashes. So that's what it says here in the beginning of the Mechaber. But he has to be a from Yid. We're talking about he's a from Yid, that he has an amanah, so you don't have to start charging. What?
What's the problem?
Pashas, it means Al-Skazela. Actually, it says Al-Slufne Iver. He's chashed for himself. He's not careful, but for others, he'll be careful. But he's not chashed lahachlif. It says, in later, it's Gesey Kufyates Gimel, Mutin Lita Mishaloy Lachashed Lechel Dvar Masurim. You're allowed to give something yours to someone who's chashed to eat treifis. The lashon is that just because he's chashed on stealing doesn't mean he's chashed on gezel. So they say it's a klal there that chashed on a dover kal is not chashed on a dover chamor. We say someone is chashed for issa kal is not chashed for issa chamor. That because chashan on one thing doesn't make him chashan on something else.
So,
right. Koshkein al samaratz.
So there's someone speaks
it's better.
It would be worse, not worse, because he doesn't know he's doing bad. He gives me a type of meat, and he thinks he's doing me a favor.
It's not gezel anyway. He knows it's gezel to switch a person's
name. The
shabeah. Dear. The chinami, but it says there in the Kuf Yutes that such a situation will be different. It's the same sif as sif gimel. Okay, at any rate, the second half of the mechaber here is the shchidish, and this is one of those machlokes in the Rashba and the Ra'ah. I mentioned to you many times. The Rashba is a sefer teres habayis, and the Ra'ah wrote notes which he called bedek habayis, the cracks in the Rashba's bayis where he had his haris. And the Rashi wrote back, Mishmeres Habayis. He wrote something to defend himself. This is one of those lachlokes. The Yesh Mishaymer. This Yesh Mishaymer is the Rashba. She'imu chashed lechol devarim, she'ein derech harabim lahakol behem, afu chashed lahachlif. The Rashba holds that there's a difference between Averis that people are amaratzim, amekalon in general. There's certain Averis that they makealon. They, let's say, buy products and they read the ingredients in the Seimach on it. There's certain circles with the Seimach on that. They buy a product, they read the ingredients, and if it doesn't look treif, they eat it. So it's wrong. He's chashed on not being careful in kashrus. But it's a certain level of an aveira. It's an aveira where there are groups of yidden that are meira heter. But if you have someone who goes out and he buys bacon, which... there are no yidden that are meira heter, there are no groups of yidden that are meikel. Says that's worse, because someone who's so lax that he's meikel and dvarim she'ein derech harabim lahakel behem, is not the derech harabim to be meikel. The Rashba holds that he's a chashud lahachlif as well. I guess we should call it not laxness, a yetzahara. He's got a yetzahara for it. He has a taiva for it, and it's willfully that he doesn't do it, but because of a taiva. He holds himself from and he's meikel. What? No, it means an aveira, shein derech harab lahakul b'hem. An aveira, that's unusual for someone to be meikel. That's what the Rashi was talking about. What? That's what it means. It means something you should not let eat. So the Ra'ah says, I don't understand the Rashba. Is the Rashba talking, he's mekel, let's say, on bacon. So what does the Rashba mean? Does he mean if he's mekel on bacon, you can't trust him for bacon? He says, you can't trust him to switch, well, bacon's a bad example, you can't really switch meat for bacon. But he's chashar on the veila, so you can't trust him that he'll be switched to veila. He says, that's pashut. If the Rashba meant Shari Surim, so Shari Surim, why should it be Choshen? Because he has the Yetzirah for this. Why should I say he's Choshen for other things? So the Ra'ah is Matmiya on the Rashba. But the Shach answers. The Shach here in Sivkatan Choftes refers you to Saif Simon Kofiotes. The Saif Simon Kofiotes, he says, that the chiddush here is that normally if someone's chashid for an aveira, he's not chashid lahachlif. He's chashid, he himself is mekel for the aveira. But he won't steal, he won't switch somebody else's. But she'ein kein, for an aveira that he has such a big yetzahara for, that's devarim she'ein rabil chashudim mekilim by, and he's mekel there, b'chayshid, because of his yetzahara, he'll even be machlif, he'll be geizel to be machlif. That is going to be machlef anyway. So that the light to shach, the vard here is, he's chashed only for that iser, not for the iserim. But the vard is for that iser. It comes to eating meat, he has such a taiva for meat that he doesn't care if it's nevela. So such a person will have a taiva for your meat too. He'll take your meat and he'll replace it with nevela. His taiva is stronger and he won't care about the yashamiyach. We're talking, if someone's a mumma for one thing, that rabbi mekilim by, if someone's a mumma for one thing, and there are people who are mekel, such a person is not choshed lahachlif. He's a frum yid, and he's a mumma for an aveira, he has a big yetzar for one aveira. Isser she'ain rabbi mekilim by. Dover, what does he say? Dvarim. But it means Isurim, that's what he's talking about. So Isurim that are the example the Gra brings from the Gemara, Dafka Amar is a Choshel al Demai, Shudavah Shurab Mekilim Behem. Demai is an Isagamor, right? We're not talking about Chumras. Chumras, nobody has to keep every Chumra. But we're talking about Isurim. No, he is a Mumr. A mumma l'davar echad is not a mumma l'shar dvarim, except for Shabbos or Vaidazara. A mumma l'davar echad is only a mumma for that thing. He's not chashed to switch on you. He's not chashed mumma for gezel. If it's a davar, she'en a rabbim mekilim by, if it's something that it's a chiddush, that somebody is mekel, so something like that, he's chashed l'hachlev too. For that yetzahara, he has a big yetzahara for meat, so he switches. So there, he'll be chashed for this as well. That's what we're saying.
The Maya is the example of something that Rabbi Mekilim by, or that's the same Rabbi Mekilim.
Rabbi Mekilim by, right? The Amoris is Chashar al Demai. What? Yeah, Rabbim doesn't mean Raiv. It means there are many who are Mekel. It was enough that Chazal made a Gzerah. So, it means Rabbi Mekilim by. It doesn't mean Raiv Klai. So I hope there's no Aveir that Raiv Klai, Raiv Shemesh Shabbos Klai, so is Mekel. So, except Lashon Hara. Gemara says it's a very interesting Gemara. Gemara says, what does it say? Mutan begazel ruvan v'arayis v'kulam b'lashon hara. And then the Gemara says kulam sakataitach. I don't understand the kasha. It says kulam sakataitach ela b'avak lashon hara. So if I taste the dairus were better, no?
Yeah.
Kulam b'lashon hara.
So essentially, okay, anyway, what does that mean? Grain product?
Any?
Grain product? What does it mean if he has to, especially with demise, and what kid, what do you catch that he switched to the human and the grain?
Anything that involves the Yisr Dabai. And he was a Chashan, the Yisr Dabai. But since Dabai Rabbi Mekimah, but he won't switch. The Torah's not that strong. The Rav Shlomo Kluger has an interesting shaila in Tuftam Vadas, his Sefer on Yeredeya. He says, what happens if you have to ship treifa meat, treifa anything? Somebody has treifas. He's a shaykhid, an animal became treif, or he has something treif. So he wants to ship it somewhere. So he's giving it to Yisrael Chashad, who's Chashad the Hachlef. Do you have to tell him it's treif? You follow? I'm sending treifa meat. I'm not going to put two simanim on it. It's treifa meat anyway, right? So I'm shipping treifa meat. I call up a car service, or I get a yid. I know he's a yid that's chashad lahachlif. Do I have to tell him that it's treif? Or is it lifnayiver? Lifnayiver, I'm giving it to him. So it's funny, lifnayiver. He's going to steal from me and switch it and... So he brings the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah there talks about the same type of situation. And it's Rav Gamliel who says that Halitenu l'Rasha v'Yamais. You don't have to tell him. If he's a Rasha, Halitenu l'Rasha v'Yamais. Let him. Very, very stark attitude. The Yisir of Gamliel was the Hilakul of Hillel. Of Hillel. He should have had a different attitude. The Hilakul of Shammai would be different. Okay.
That's why they have the black plumbers.
The black plumbers. Empire, they have the black plumbers that they shouldn't confuse it in their own place. But the black plumbers are a simon.
Do they go out with a second simon on the gate?
Berheit of Tezayin? Which one? Right, that's the Shasad. That it's only for Isai Dover. In other words, if he's Chashir on meat, so you don't have to suddenly be Chashir him that'll switch clothing for Shatnez or that'll switch cheese. It's only Isai Dover. It's not interesting because the Bach learns different. The Bach learns that the Rajwa means everything. The Rajwa learns everything. But the Shach, we pass like the Shach, that this Rajwa is on here. Well, let's see Siftes. Siftes is a simple Sif, but a big headache in the kashrus business. The sif itself is simple. You don't see any mefarshim on it. Basar animsa biyadavi kechavim. The kasav lav chaisim ay kosher. You find meat in the guy. You go into Costco. You go into ShopRite. You find meat. It's got a good simen. Because the chaisim ay kosher has a, like all our packages. You buy potato chips. It has a package. It says kosher. Ava pisheni adami kasvai. Even you don't know who wrote it, kosher. The meidi adia shushal Yisrael. You know the meat didn't come from a guy. Vehu shalayu mitzriyah sham ibdei kacham mayideim lichtayv. On the condition you don't have goyim that know how to write this type of a simon. If goyim know how to write this type of a simon, then it's not good. Okay, I said that this sif is a bit of a problem. Let's just finish Ramaz on the next page. You see, I know Mefarshim on this, the Grot Sechel Suda Gemara, and that's it. The Ramaz adds. Is that a problem? Now let's finish the Ramaz. You're allowed to buy cheese that has on it a chesima, k'der sheyisrael chesmim. V'davka makim shalai lachosh, shemanishu adfusim b'yarev yekechavim. The only time you can rely on a kosher symbol, on a kosher mark, is if there's no chashash that the guy has the ability, he has labels. If the guy has labels, the guy doesn't have extra labels that he can put on the tray for cheese. On the first thing the Mechaber said, they could trust the Ksav Kashrus. So there's a Yesh Oisrim, but Yevedei Lahach. But let's get back to the Iker Din of what?
The Yesh Oisrim goes on the first
gate? It goes only on the first gate. started, if it says a hechsher and you don't know who wrote it, you could rely on it. Because techsherim are assumed to be from person, from a reliable person. So on that he brings yesh machmirin, that you have to know who the person is. You can't just rely on it. Oh, but the evid ain't lahachmir, but the evid you could be mekel if you bought it already. But the din is a bit of a problem today with leaving the labels in the hands of a guy, a fraye yid, we said earlier is more chashud. In the meat industry, they try to be very careful. They lock it up every night. They have a separate room where the plumbers or the labels are kept. And they're supposed to, at least, I assume they do. Whatever packaging there is, they lock it up every night till the next morning the mashgiach opens it up. Now that you can do in a place that has a mashgiach tamidi. He comes in the morning and he unlocks... he has the key to the room where the labels are.
Is there anything special about the packaging that can't be packaging?
It could be manufactured again. A person really could go and print up labels. It's not a hard thing. You just take a label, go to a store and print it. The assumption in the industry is that we're not choishu should go and print it. Now, we certainly hope it's so. Even though a guy pays the printer for the printing, and it's a little hard to know, when you're selling... any other product that's mass-produced, you're selling Pepsi or you're selling coffee whitener, so where is the chesima? It's on the package. There's no control over the packaging. The OU doesn't call to produce Pepsi bottles. So there, it seems to be something of a problem with what it says here in Shulchan Aruch. It says here in Shulchan Aruch that the chesima has to be not biyad goy. That if you're relying on something, it has to be not biyad goy. So it seems to be something of a problem. Now, it's not entirely a problem in a plant where everything is kosher. Let's say all Pepsi is kosher. So you really don't need the OU on the Pepsi. If Pepsi tells you that Yetzir v'Nichlis, everything in the plant is kosher, so it's not so much of a problem because they could produce their own bottles. What's the difference? I'm not chayshish that Pepsi is going to go and package Coke or package some Trefa soda. They're producing it themselves. That's the cheapest way to get something. So there, which is probably in most of the plants, where they make only kosher, it's not much of a chashad, because the same way you know it's kosher, because it has the OU or the OK or the sake, whatever it is, the same way the fact that it's from Pepsi is enough of a reason for a person to be makel. So really that's good enough. The issue is more of an issue in plants that make kosher and non-kosher. Where they make both... whatever the products may be. I don't say there are many, but there are. And those, the controls, really have to be, they have to be very good. Now,
wouldn't you consider that the Shalayach seems to be different? Because they know that they produce an unauthorized system.
So if it's totally unauthorized, you're right. My question is, in a plant that makes, let's say, kosher and not kosher baked beans, okay, they make kosher and not kosher. So, any heksher gives a heksher, and they have labels that they put on the cans. You're trusting the guy to put the label on the correct cans. You're saying you'll be a Yetzir v'Nichlis and you can catch him. So you're being a Yetzir v'Nichlis and catching him, okay. It says here that you can't leave in the guy, that goes against the words here. The word mistakes. Mistakes happen, but they happen relative to the number of products that have Hashem, a very small myriad of cases. But the point is, my question has nothing to do with the with the practical, are they, aren't they? My question is to be Yaisa what says in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch not to leave the chesimis beyad avichachavim. So if you don't need the chesima, I understand. They make all kosher. You don't really need a chesima. It's a big deal. But in a place where you need the chesimis, the question is, it would be yaitz of the words of the Shulchan Aruch. That's
every time, this product, all of these products always have the hashkafa. It just happens to be that they make a similar product that doesn't have the hashkafa. So, the fact that it's just like buying a Pepsi, or Pepsi is a different brand, and they made a white soda or a green soda that wasn't kosher, it wouldn't make a difference if I'm buying.
But there are places where they have identical products, kosher and not kosher. There are places where they make apple juice. They have some machinery they also use for treif, and some machinery they don't. The stuff that's made on the kosher machinery has a hechsher. The stuff that's made on the treifa machinery doesn't have a hechsher. So it's the same exact product. The apple juice looks the same. Just some of it is made on machines that are also used for treifa products.
What's the difference in your case with the milk and the...
Torah say once it's open, you say they could switch it. That's exactly the same case as these companies that go to.
Once it's open, they could switch it. It's the same thing. If they have control over the number, over the labels, they could switch it. I'm saying here it is a problem. If they have kosher and not kosher. They do give a hechsher. So what are they relying on? Mustama Yetzir v'Nichnas. They're catching. Because the gas station doesn't have a hechsher to be Yetzir v'Nichnas. There's nobody giving a hechsher that a Yetzir v'Nichnas would catch him. Who's the person that takes Achrayus to be Yetzir v'Nichnas? You know, it doesn't have a hechsher. It has a hechsher.
I want to say, but if you would come in and there wouldn't be Kalvi Israel, this, he'd say to him, the Amadi of the kosher milk, and he'd say, well, we ran out. So then, would you say that that's okay? It's still not okay. He's a guy.
Well, if he says he ran out, I could trust him he ran out. You mean, can I trust him next time? Can I trust him next time? Maybe, I don't know. Does a guy get a cheskas kashrus that way? If you went to a guy's house one day, he said, don't eat it, it's tray, if you would start eating in his house. When do you give a guy? The first Taz Shach and Simit Sadiches say a guy Masiach Lafituma is only Dabar Adurabanan. It's not a Deraisis. Milk, you're right. Chav Yisrael may be a Durabanan. It is a Durabanan. So he said, yeah, Masiach Lafituma is belief. But okay, it's certainly not more than a Durabanan. The Shach and Taz say that the most yinemun is a drabbanan. The truth is, the Taz is lashim and tzadik ches. The Gemara says, "Misiach the tumei ain yinemun only eidas isha bulvad." Okay, the tumei is only yinemun for eidas isha. That's what it says in the Gemara. But the assumption there of the Taz's assumption is that the Taz there says that the old tamki could drabbanan, you could trust him. The Shach doesn't say that. The Shach says that a milsa david luguya, you could trust him. The question is how you can trust them tasting. For drabbanans, if you could be meikel, misiach v'tumay. The question of misiach v'tumay is not exactly your case. Misiach v'tumay means if he's talking for other reasons, and ein yedei shesay mechalav. There's no you're relying on him. It's a slightly different case, but it could be.
The idea is
similar, yeah. What? They're not going to go to jail for switching labels. It's happened many times. No one ever went to jail. They don't even lose the hechsher in most cases. It is a mirtis. It's definitely a mirtis. It's not so chomer. They don't get sued. They don't go to jail. You know, it's not. I wish it would be so chomer. Then it would certainly be good. You know, unfortunately, it's not. It's not so chomer. But the pri chadash here. What? If it's just a... It is a simen. The Pepsi label is a simen. If you know all Pepsi is kosher, the Pepsi label is a simen. It doesn't have to have... What? If you leave the simen by them, it's not a simen. But I don't need a simen if I know it comes from the Pepsi plant. Because the Pepsi plant only makes kosher product. In the Pepsi plant, it doesn't need a simen because we know it's kosher. We have yaitzer v'nichnas. Something that we know is kosher doesn't need a simen. Only v'chayshu sheyachlif. In the plant, there's no chashash that there'll be machlif. In the plant, there's yaitzer v'nichnas. We know everything is kosher, right? Which is sefiyot we're going to have in a minute. If you know in the place everything is kosher, you don't understand. Oh, we have our Anshei B'nai Sfarad says like the Mechaber, there's no problem. You know what? We'll see the Mechaber in Sifyut Gimel. With Sifyut Gimel, we're going to talk next week about generic products. Rav Shimon Eider and Yishevika Benched was turned over the whole world. Generic products were the big hole 30 years ago, the big hole in Kashrus. Because generic products, before Rabbi Eider came along, let's say ShopRite. He took out the starter with ShopRite in Lakewood. ShopRite makes lollipops and apple juice, everything under the sun. They make with the ShopRite label. They make everything. My son is in the dorm in He needed undershirts. He told me, I got it. They said, where'd you get it? He said, ShopRite. ShopRite has everything. So the issue with ShopRite is, where do they make their product? Wherever it's cheaper. Whoever makes it cheaper, you know, their standard for quality is not the top of the field, and whoever's going to make it, the generic product they make. So Rav Ida was Meirer that leaving the labels by them is a big problem, because they go from one plant to the next. There's no Yetzir v'Nichtis. You leave labels by bags by them. They'll tell you on the first, we'll make lollipops in this plant. So you'll send out a mashgiach. But then the second, they can make lollipops in a different plant. You don't know where it is. And he turned over the whole world. I mean, he was Meirer about it, and there was a change in the kashrus industry that generic products, the labels are produced in quantity, which the Hefsha knows about, and the amount of product received is reviewed by the person who goes in, because the Hefsha, he reviews how much they buy, how much they sell, how much they produce, that it should match how much there's a Hefsha on. And it was a tremendous change that was done. We'll get to Sifyud Gimel. This was Sifyud. The Pri Chodesh here is Ma'arich on the topic. It's a long Pri Chodesh. You can see he struggles with the idea. On the very bottom, he writes, in the bottom of the first column, he has a kula that would to be chayshish that the guy used a stempel. If you leave a stamper by him, we're chayshish. But to be chayshish, that he'll be mezayif signature, is that we're not chayshish. That's what he writes at the bottom. The last four lines. After Bakim, the Shlichi of the Kachavim, the Yadim Lichtaiv, Hayrolai, the Kasav Isis, Leimahani. Letters written, there's no good. Avalachush, Shazayfuk Sav, Chasim, Sanashim, Chasumi, Biksav, Kulai, Lai Chashinon. There's some fear to forge signatures. So he writes here that if it's a signature, a unique signature, you could be Mekel. However, he's more machmir at the end of the second column. Says Chayda Minik Pashut. He brings coolness. Then he says Ella. At the end of the column on page 30, he ends Ella Shetzarach Lizayer Shalai Litain. Goes over to the next page. The Prichada Shalai Litain Lai Bekachavim Balak Vinais. Elok Sav Echad. You're giving him a hechsher and a letter, just give him one. Shalai Yitzik Sav Acher B'Mokim Zeh. B'Ksav Acher B'Mokim Acher. You shouldn't switch the label for a different product. Oy, Shiyadu B'Chol Ksav Shanasta Lai Ksav Acher. U'Bezden Lai Yidno Lai Het Alim Kar Alim Kein Lachim Kol HaKsavim Yadai. He says that there has to be control over the Ksavim. The Ksavim are the hechsher. So, again, it's an Inyan which needs a certain amount of Pikuach. Again, with Seimech on Yetzir v'Nichtes. Yetzir v'Nichtes is Sif Yud. Again, we have a third straight Sif without very much in the way of Mefarshim. An easy Sif. We'll turn back to Sif Yud. Habidiach of a Kachavim Bebeisai. Someone who leaves a guy in his house. Ubay Devarishim Huchlufu Yesh Ben Afilis Atira. So you leave a plumber in the house, a guy is doing work in your house, or a contractor is doing work in the house, and you go out. So now, there are things which, if they were switched, would be even as a deraisa, a meat in your house. Imu yaitzav v'nichnis, if you are someone who comes in and goes out, ayafilu shaz man rav, or even if you don't come in and go out, you go out and you don't come back for a long time. But, v'loi haidiyai shadai delicious, but you didn't tell the guy you're going out for a long time. Mutter. As long as the guy thinks you're coming back, it's mutter. V'loi chashinah shameh hechlif, afilimu nehena b'chalipin. And when achayshah she switched, even if you're in nehena b'chalipin, for who, on the condition, shaloi sagar abayis alav, you didn't lock the house. If you lock the house and have a key, that's not locking the house. In other words, you can get back in anytime. Lafisha, who misyare b'chol shah, leimar ato yavei v'yireini. Because the guy knows that the Jew may come in any moment. Aval, im idiyai shidaita ilishas. If you tell the guy, I'm going to Manhattan, I'll be back in 5 hours, then Osir. The example says, if you tell him you're going to shul, so he knows you may come back, and you're not going to come back for a while, so then it's Osir. Vim einay nehena b'chalipin, muta b'cholinyin, l'chashina shamehich l'chashilai, kimin shen l'hanah b'davar. If the guy has no benefit from the switching, then we're not chayshish that he switched, kivan she'en l'hanah b'davar, m'chab, as he said earlier, I should mention this mechaber is not talking about meat, l'shitasai, the mechaber sheet is l'shitasai and azasar. But he's talking about the chashash of switching things. So he's saying that, or you could be mekel if there's a mirtis that you're coming and going, or if it's a situation where the guy would have no benefit, the kosher or non-kosher, there's no greater value in the kosher or the non-kosher, no better taste. So then it's mutter.
So you don't have to tell him you're coming back in a short time. You don't have to even tell him. That's like by default.
It depends. If a person goes to work every morning, he's away from 9 to 5, the guy will assume he's doing the same today. I guess it depends on the circumstances. There has to be a mirtis that you're going to come back. Because by the yid, we're talking that you sent it with the yid. He's not in your house. You can't walk in and catch him. He's traveling. So there's a bigger chashad. The svar of hana. So the truth is that the mechaber had said earlier, the mechaber holds that when there's no chashad of benefit, actually the Rama brought in Sif Beis, that now, we did have that idea, although we mentioned then, I forget b'shem who, that if it's a chashad, he'll be hungry and eat it and replace it. There's also a chashad. That's also a nehenah b'chalipin. So I guess it depends on the circumstance. But that's why I mentioned then, that if you tell him, if you want to eat, you can eat whatever you want. So again, there's no nehenah b'chalipin, there's no reason he would switch it. He could just take it. And then you would have such a hat.
Sure, we have something like this. A Jew heard the davening the shul, he ran out to the shul, and it's okay because Yotzev, the boy doesn't know how long he's going to stay davening.
The guy doesn't know, so then there's a heter. So when he brings that Perakei Davai Dezara. Perakei Davai Dezara. The girl also learned it in the other. You're still in Avodah Zarah, and it's not Harius yet, right? So, it's Kovim Daf Samach Tes, it says in the back. There's no simon at all.
Meat that's packed in the freezer.
Yes.
You have to be chayish that he defrosted it, ate it, and brought back other meat and froze it? Will it freeze on that?
It will be Nehenna Bechalipin, you have to be chayish. If he's Nehenna Bechalipin, then you have to be chayshish.
And then it's been a bit, it's in a wrap, but the
best thing is to tell a guy that whatever you want, if you want to eat something, you can eat whatever you like, but don't cook. You have to worry about the stove, the oven, they'll get up later.
Does it make a difference what you're doing out in the house? Does it make a housekeeper and a plumber, for instance? There's no business in the kitchen altogether.
What about a housekeeper? If it's interesting, if you look at Sif Yud Beis, we'll skip Yud Aleph for a minute, it says, you see Sif Yud Beis, Yeshahachmi, Shalaylan Yakadere, Tetzel Ashvachais, Kishain Yisrael Babayis. You should not leave your pots by a gaita if there's no Jew in the house. And the Ramah says, Veini Yetzav Nichnas. It says here, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, and I've told people in Shul I wouldn't eat in their house. People who have, who have goyim in the house, and there's no fear of yaitzev nichnas. The mechaber says yesh lahachmish lo niyakaderes eitzel shvachis kshein yisrael babayis vein yaitzev nichnas. Now I was wondering, is Sif Yud Beis the same as Sif Yud? Exactly the same thing. What's the difference Sif Yud and Sif Yud Beis? So I assume the reason why he's eating at Sif Yud Beis is even a housekeeper, which some people feel you could be more mekel, you could trust them more. So on that, the mechaber is saying it's also us. I think that's what he's answering your question. It's if you're days.
The opposite of the plumber, if he walks into the kitchen and there's a lot of gum, what is he doing? You shouldn't be touching your food altogether.
You expect it to be in the kitchen. Right. So there has to be a fear of yaitzev nichnas. You're saying is that by a housekeeper, yaitzev nichnas shouldn't help. That's really what you're saying. Okay. What you're saying? Let's see if you're Aleph. Taisus says that. Taisus in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, in the beginning of the Masechta, says somebody whose business is to be in the kitchen, to be patching with the pots, there's no Yotzev Nichnas. This doesn't help. And he bases it really on the Gemara, which is Sif Yud Aleph. So we'll see. Yes. I'm sorry.
If people have a seat in this have to be a person issue with
Salman 9? No.
We're not talking about Shalach. The guy is in there.
We're not talking here about Basra Salmanai, which is Simas Samachai, which for the Machaber is a separate problem. We even pass in Basra Salmanai is Mutter. So the Ramah is not a problem. But like the Machaber, you're right. The Machaber holds that Basra Salmanai is also, and it won't help you at the Vinichnas. Right. What's the issue? A shliach and a mafkid. Yeah. There is a shliach and mafkid is that one simon is good enough by mafkid, and shliach needs two. But here you're talking without any simonim, so what's the difference? Right. So we're giving it the same din as a pekadin. The mechaber is saying that if he stays in your house and there's no fear of a yid coming in, it's the same as a pekadin. It's something that he is he's with.
Have any value
in
the pot, like
taking
grapes off of the stove?
Yeah, obviously, then it's no problem. If it can't be used, it's no problem. Okay, Sifyut Aleph. Yisrael vaivikichavim shesapsu beis kedera, zu etzel zu. Here we're talking about communal ovens, where a yid and a guy are using the same oven. They have two pots, one next to the other. Zebas eschute, zebas nevela. We would never dream of such a situation. I can't imagine that it comes up. On the same stove, the yid and the guy are cooking. There's a kosher pot of food on one fire, and the guy has his trefa pot on another fire. You do think of it.
You go to a hotel, you say, please heat up my food, it's double wrapped.
Okay. Well, there you have simanim. Okay. Here we're talking where there are no simanim. A yid and a guy are cooking on the same stove, same oven. Zebas shchutah bas nevela mutter ve'ein lachush shema kishirzi Yisrael panav hichlafay v'kachav mishchutah b'nevela. The yid didn't leave; he's there a whole time. Question is, when he turns his back, do you have to be chayshish that the guy switched? You don't have to be chayshish. Va'filu imshal Yisrael mishubach. Even if the Jews is better, va'fiya piyam magula, and even the pot is open. Imagine mutter ve'ein lachush shema yitzu nitzaytis mezulazu. You don't have to be chayshish that it spritz one from the other. Yeah, it's chiddush atzum. You have kosher and treif next to each other. You don't have to be chayshish that it spritz from one on the other. You don't have to be chayshish the guy switched it. You could rely on it as long as the Jew is around. V'adim beis devarim tzluyin zeh etzel zeh. That I can't imagine. Two things roasting next to each other. Avol l'chatchil yesh lizar. The Rama says a chiddush. This is all b'di'evet. L'chatchila yesh li zoyer, a filo b'beis kederes. Why yesh li zoyer? We have a machlaik yishach and taz. The shas says yesh li zoyer, lamed vav, pirish mishum nitzaitis. The shas says, well, I'm still not afraid the guy will switch. It's only mishum nitzaitis. We're afraid it'll spritz if your pot is open. If your pot is closed, so then there's no issue. If your pot is closed, shami yachlif, you're allowed to be simul l'chatchila as long as you're there. Even if you turn your back, it doesn't matter. Taz Yud Beis argues, the Taz holds that it's Shema Yachlif. To make sure he doesn't switch one with the other. So we have here Machlaik Yishach and Taz in a case where two pots are next to each other. Now, Yaitza V'Nichlis is no good. In fact, Taisvis and Daf Yud Aleph, the first Taisvis and Daf Yud Aleph and Avodah Zarah, why is Yaitza V'Nichlis not good? And for Taisvis, because the guy belongs in the kitchen. He's there. There's no chashash shema yeh nitzvah salaf kaganim. Even if you catch him, Taisvis says, even if you catch him with his tray for kli in your pot, he'll tell you, it was burning, so I stirred it. He belongs in the kitchen. When he belongs in the kitchen, yeh nitzvah is not good enough. There, you need to be standing there. Now, even if you turn your back, it's also good. The tray for the kasha is right there. Yeah. So that's why yeh nitzvah is not good. But the chiddush is that the chashash, when you turn your back, he'll switch it. That chashash doesn't apply. How much is turning your back? I don't know. If you're in a hotel and you go over to the fellow and you ask him to please warm up your food in the oven for you, is there a chashash? Is that called turning your back? I don't know. If you go into the dining room, you wait for the waiter to bring it. I don't know. Maybe that's not better than yetzivah nichnas. But if you're there, then it's okay. The mechaber shita is basher simon ayin is mutter, and still he's in this case he's mekel. If you're there, you just turned around, it's mutter. Take illustration the Gemara sugya. The Gemara sugya, Gemara says, was it Rav who came to a house and he was meeting the house and he asked him, "Did you turn around?" Gemara seems to say turning around is a problem. So the truth is, there's a machlekes rishayim in avodah zara. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that two paths next to each other, which is not chayshish, you turn your back. But if you did turn your back, it's awesome. But we don't paskin with the Mechaber, even paskins like the Bali Taisis, not like Rabbeinu Tam, that even if you turn your back, it's mutter, we're not chayshish, shem yachlif, if you're standing right there. So he's makel on this. Yeah. He threw it out. Yeah, that story went around. I didn't like the story because it's not lahalacha unless the guy's a Sephardi. So they have to write. If he's a Sephardi and Bashan Sarai and his mother, then maybe. But if he's Ashkenazi, then the story doesn't apply. Because the story is inaccurate. It's the old Bashan Sarai and mistake. The people have this mistake that was like. What? He was Machmir, and the guy said, "Oh, you guys have smart laws." But the story, I guess, got embellished. He wasn't Sephardi, okay. So I don't know. You know, the stories in Halel Shabayach, I'm always suspicious of. Such incredible stories. I mean, he had in last week's parasha something about someone who traded $25 million to bury his father, you know the story. So they're incredible stories. But I found in Halel Shabayach, he has a section where there's a shaila, are you allowed to make up stories just to teach something? And he writes that you're not allowed to. But if you're allowed to, he could have made up that one too. So is that a proof that you're not allowed to? So, what? That what? If you leave your meat sandwich at your seat and you go to wash and you come back, if you're a Sephardi, then the meat is aser because it's pashal salman ayin. If you're an Ashkenazi, it's mutter because we're not chayshish. You didn't give it to anybody as a pekud. You didn't give it to anyone as a shliach. We're not chayshish. The stam, somebody came from the chatchila. If you know there's treifa meat and kasher meat, like the shach, only if there's a chashash nitzaitzis and not a chashash achlafa. According to the Taz, if you know there's kasher and treif, then according to the Taz Pshat and the Ramah, lechatchila you should be machmir, but the evidence mutter though. But the evidence is still mutter. Yes. By Eliezer, the Malach was machlif. Malachim have good sleight of hand; they could do it maybe more easily. I don't know. The what? What? If it's full. I mean, it might be a type of thing when there's no nitzaitzis, as you're saying. If you're cooking, if you're boiling franks, there's not going to be any nitzaitzis from it, right? You mean there will be nitzaitzis? You're saying to be machmir or to be mekel? To definitely be nitzaitzis, it's a problem. Sure, the nitzaitzis are usually bottled b'shishim when it's full to the top. But you're right, it could be if you're frying latkes or fried cutlets or something, there we know the anitzaitis. La locha, there's a shuv in the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer says that you should be machma like this Taz, but the minig olam is to be mekel like the shach, meaning by a stove with two things next to each other, if it's covered, it says the minig is to be mekel. It's better to be machmir, but as lashon is, Hanach lahem li Yisrael mutav shiyu. I guess he means mutav shagim la yom azidin. But it's a pella to you. We don't live in a world where Goyim and Yidden use the same stove. We would think it's the craziest thing in the world. Yeah. So that's, I guess that's the difference. To us, it's out of space. To our children, the next generation, cooking meat, fleishiks, and milchiks on one stove is going to be strange. today it's so strange, you know. It says it's hit the pot on the outside. It's the same chashash. The same chashash. We had a bus of a whole sugya of a spritz hitting a pot, and we're saying here that there's no chashash. Now, if you know he's frying something that's vadai nitzitz, you're right. I guess he means you're cooking a soup that it's not a vadai. So the chiddush is that you don't have to be chayshish. You don't have to be chayshish. What? Reich is in an oven, not in a stove. And we pass in lechatchila recha milsehi and b'di'evad recha la milsehi. So it depends. If it's vadai a problem, then it's vadai a problem. Here we're doing about it on a stove. You're doing it on a stove tap, so there's no recha. There's no recha when it's left open. The last thing I wanted to do is the second half of Taz Yud Beis, Kosav B'Aguda. Taz Yud Beis, till Tosu, says that the word Torah in parentheses is a Tos. It doesn't matter, it's Tos so much. Kosav B'Aguda Perakira Nasha. Pamachas. Pamachas Nitvisu Ayehudim Minotloi V'Kechavim Kol HaShalahem. Maisha Shahaya, Goyim raided a Jewish town, and they swiped everything the Jews had. Now nowadays, you think about stealing, they're going to take their money and their jewelry. In those days, they took everything. They took their pot of dirty chalent. They took everything that they had. V'nispashru v'huzalam. So the Jews negotiated, they probably bought them off, and they got their things back. U'matzu k'dei reseyem b'shumat shalivis. So here, the guy stole your pot, you got it back from him, it's dirty on the inside, it's got chicken fat. It's my chicken fat. It's the same dirty pot that he took. I got it back the same way. He didn't clean it. He didn't cook in it. Nearly the hat here. It's not worse than tfiyasayin of a voice, which is considered an expert tfiyasayin if you recognize someone's voice. B'su isa b'mardachai perik emamidim. Shekasav shekishisrael noisanav kechavim tashol b'kedeiro leilichai b'beis shalav kechavim. If a guy is being entrusted with a pot of food, yes, he read away Yisrael shalay yediach hakadera. He should tell him, don't wash out the pot. He should niach b'ktsas mishirei atavshul. He should make sure to leave some dirty inside. Chayk shivienu by biyaim, and the same thing when he brings it back to you. Akan l'shaynai, you can rely that the dirt is the same dirt. As I state in the Marta, in the Marta Chayim. V'teima, sok t'taz. Ech yichsmach hazeh, shem le kachavi sheniach b'shirei meichel? Til mi yishtamish ba, v'akach yazav yitim b'shirei meichel. Maybe he'll use it and put back the dirty food. That's what he says. U'mar yicham izal hetik tshuvas merabeinu menachem, k'dei reshe nishra b'navi kachavim, v'kvar lakach Yisrael echa min ha-shumah shevikdeira b'kaf mu'et. You have a pot of food, a Jew took out one scoop of food, and it's a type of food where it leaves a mark, it leaves an indentation. And when you got the pot, the fats back, he can recognize that it's the same. He's considering that an expert tfiyasayin. Anybody is neman, if a person, not only Talmid Chacham, that if it's an expert tfiyasayin because of something that happened once, so what does he mean to say? That we're not chayshish, the guy took it out and put it back exactly the same way, if it's recognizable. Now this is, I guess, a b'di'evet. If someone has chashish in his house, he left food, there was a guy there. If it's nicker, a cholent is nicker, more or less. A person recognizes a cholent. So it's such a case that a person could be made. Okay. What? So tfiyasayin, if it's an expert tfiyasayin, then a person has
no.
It depends on the level of tfiyasayin. There, you packed your meat, you got it back. That's a certain level of tfiyasayin. Someone else could pack it. Here, it's a very unique tfiyasayin, so that's probably a simin rather than a tfiyasayin. So it's a simin is good. I'll finish with Yitzhak Shem Kofiut Ches next week. Okay.